This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
What have you had to overcome to get to where you are today? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, David. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola.
How are you guys doing?
We're doing great, man.
Perfect. So I'm 37 now, but when back in 2008, when I was 20, I actually had a stage 4 testicular cancer.
Stage 4?
Jesus.
Yeah, that's going up to the neck, but then it stops at the neck. Lance Armstrong had it in his brain. I had it up to my neck.
Oh, my word.
Golly. But you don't even have a bracelet. So did they first
You can't even ride a bike.
Yeah, come on. Did they first diagnose it at stage 4?
Yeah, I was stupid. Jeez. I was 20. It happens a lot with men, with especially stuff like this. They just take forever and don't tell anybody.
I do know that testicular cancer is mainly happening with men.
Are you trying to tell me that there were signs and symptoms that you can see and you didn't address it?
Not particularly, but I had a loss of energy. I felt like crap. And then what the kicker was, I had a lymph node, which is essentially looks like a tumor pop out of my neck. So it looked like someone like had a softball in my neck, essentially, while I was at work one day all of a sudden.
Damn.
And I was just like, holy cow, what is that? And I finished my shift at Washington Mutual, rest in peace, and then I went to the emergency room. So, I was diagnosed that night. Everything was super quick. I was diagnosed on a Thursday night, for instance. I had my first surgery on Saturday, and then I started chemo on Monday.
Damn. Wow. And are you cancer-free now?
Oh, yeah, definitely now.
How long did the process take before they finally gave you the, hey, man, they all clear?
It was April when I was first diagnosed, and it was pretty much next February or March where I was finally able to go back to work.
How does it blow your head open? You're going in because there's something on your neck, right? So you go to the doctor, and it's not that you have any idea what it is, but the last thing I would expect to hear, because of something on my neck, is that I have stage 4 testicular cancer.
Yeah, and that was it. It was just like, holy, yeah. My mom's a nurse, so she felt terrible. I don't blame my mom. I was a stupid kid.
But no, you didn't do anything.
No one would assume that the bump on your neck is testicular cancer.
Do you still have your testicles?
Yeah. I've had issues with that. I can no longer have kids. My wife.
I'll give you one of mine.
Can you still have sex?
Oh, definitely.
Okay. All right.
All right, then you won.
Yeah, you all lived at Washington Mutual.
Yeah, I just don't need protection.
That's a big bank, man. Okay, all right.
Oh, no, still wear protection, bro. Exactly. You can get some stuff.
Yeah, there's diseases, too.
Yeah, my wife. Why?
Oh, you're married. All right, I got you. Yep, screw it. You're fine.
Yeah, don't start wearing protection now. You'll give her the wrong idea.
Yeah, I was going to say, Harris, you start strapping up, she's going to be like, what have you been doing,
I don't want to give you what I got, baby.
What have you had to overcome to get to where you are today? 206, yeah, man, 803-ROCK.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.